You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Makers of the Quip electric toothbrush makes good habits simple with a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste delivered every 3 months with free shipping. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Join millions of mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Get QUIP.com/wired.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence, save time and money, and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Uber changes its rules and drivers adjust their strategies. Uber has a response to a new California law that forces the company to treat drivers like employees. Well, fine. Maybe we just won't pick you up. Uber is now allowing drivers in California to see how much a ride would pay and where it would go before they accept it. And, theoretically, drivers can reject as many rides as they like without punishment. For rides from some California airports, Uber is even experimenting with allowing drivers to set their own fares. The company hopes this move will help make the case that drivers are independent contractors and not employees. Airbus's Maverick brings B-2 bomber style to passenger jets. The shape and look of commercial airlines hasn't changed much since the 1950s, but Airbus wants to change all that with a new jet it calls the Maverick. The Maverick is shaped like a triangle, much like the B-2 stealth bomber. The reduced drag could decrease the plane's fuel consumption by up to 20%. And while it does mean fewer window seats for passengers, it also means designers can create new seating configurations. And now for today's fast fact. Hundreds of millions. That's how many PC firmware components remain hackable, according to new research from security firm Eclipsium. Despite years of warnings from multiple sources, interconnected devices like hard drives, webcams, and even trackpads contain vulnerabilities that could allow hackers to break into machines everywhere. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.